Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, governance, evaluation, and the technology shaping the frontier.
A quick disclosure. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, and editorial direction come from Dr. William Fisher. Let's get into today's research.
OWASP's Gen AI Security Project just published two significant documents. Let's start with the one aimed at agentic AI, the Agent Control Standard, or ACS.
It's the first open specification aimed squarely at runtime agent control. The premise is that enterprises cannot rely on black box agents, so it defines how agent platforms should expose middleware hooks to enforce safety policies.
Middleware hooks? So this isn't about changing the model's weights, it's about building a control layer around the agent's actions?
Exactly. The standard stakes out four requirements. Agents must be inspectable, traceable, and instrumentable, with the capacity to control behavior at runtime. The goal is to have declarative policies that are portable across different agent frameworks.
Right, but what does a governance lead actually do with that on Monday? Portable is a design goal, Arthur, not a current reality. Is anyone actually using this?
And that's the crucial caveat. There's no independent evidence of adoption or efficacy yet. It's a specification, a blueprint. The next step is seeing it implemented and, more importantly, tested under adversarial pressure.
Which brings us to the obvious next question. How do you test it? How do you know these controls actually bind when an agent is trying to break them?
The natural harness for that is the UK AI Safety Institute's Inspect framework. It's built for this. It has over 200 benchmarks, but the key parts are its native tool approval, sandboxing, and the ability to ROP and evaluate external agents directly.
So you could, in theory, take an ACS-compliant agent, put it in the Inspect harness, and red team it to see if the controls hold.
You could, and someone should. As far as we can see, that experiment hasn't been run publicly. It's a gap waiting to be filled.
Okay, let's turn to the second OWASP release. They also published a Gen AI Security Industry Framework Crosswalk.
This is the more immediately usable artifact for a governance team. It takes 51 known Gen AI vulnerabilities and maps them to controls across 25 different industry frameworks.
So if you're trying to figure out how your NIST or ISIL compliance maps to a specific threat, this gives you the translation?
Precisely. It's a translation layer, an auditable coverage matrix. And more valuably, it exposes where your coverage is absent. It tells you which risks your current framework might be blind to.
And finally, a quick status check on the EU AI Act.
No major event, just a confirmation of the timeline. The bulk of the act began applying on August 2nd of this year, 2026.
But the big one for high-risk systems, Article 6, is still a year out.
Correct. The compliance date for high-risk obligations remains August 2nd, 2027. We do have one other date to watch. Content transparency duties for pre-existing GPAI systems are due December 2nd, 2026.
And is there any sign of the enforcement machinery being built?
A small but real one. The EU AI office is in the middle of a hiring round for 40 posts, with a deadline of September 8th. It's a signal that they're staffing up, not just legislating.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If it was useful, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. Tips and research recommendations reach us at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.